the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. Hello, I am Paul Harris. Ian and Dan are here with me. And now you can join us by playing the Harris Challenge. 314-969-KTRS, toll free 1-888-550-KTRS, and on your cell phone, star KTRS. The Harris Challenge today, as always, brought to you by the Well Hungarians, who play every Wednesday night at the Stratford Bar and Grill in Fenton. No cover charge for the ladies. And every Thursday night at the Silver Creek Saloon in Belleville, no cover charge for anyone, and amazing food. The Well Hungarians, online at wellhungarians.net. Now, before we meet our contestants for the Harris Challenge today, I got to play you a piece of audio. I don't know the name of the guy who dug this up and put it on YouTube, but this is a clip of Louis C.K., one of our favorite comedians, being interviewed back in 2008 by Stephen Merchant, who worked with Ricky Gervais on all the projects together and recently had his own HBO show called Hello, Ladies. And this is them talking about Inside the Actor's Studio, the show that James Lipton has done for, what, a quarter of a century now on Bravo. Roll it.
I'm going to ask you a series of questions that we have brought up. You know, Inside the Actor's Studio, you ever seen that program?
Sure, yeah.
And you know, at the end, they have a series of questions that they.
It always occurs to me, you know, when an actor stands up during one of the people in the audience, he says, "I'm an actor, and what can I do?" And asks Sean Penn or whoever, "What can I do to reach your level or whatever?" And you just want to say, "That's it. You never will be famous. You'll never be famous. There's no way you asked Sean Penn a question and then you're going to be huge." There's not a single member of that audience that would stand up and cry while talking to him. Oh, and then that became Juliette Lewis or somebody. No.
All right. So that's Louis C.K. in 2008 on a podcast with Stephen Merchant. Well, the guy who dug it up on YouTube said, "I wonder if there was anybody in the audience when Sean Penn was on the show whose name we might recognize."
"Hey, Mr. Penn. My name is Bradley Cooper. I'm a second-year actor. My question's regarding Hurley Burley. What was it like to revisit a character, Eddie, after a 10-year hiatus? Did you have new discoveries? Did you find that it was a different approach because you had already done this character before?"
"Yeah, it was the first time that I'd done a film of something that I had."
That's really Sean Penn, and that's really Bradley Cooper when he was a theater student at the New School in New York asking a question of Sean Penn. That's the same Bradley Cooper who went on to Silver Linings Playbook and who, by the way, appeared in American Hustle with Louis C.K. I wonder if Bradley brought that up after hearing about that. All right, let's get to the Harris Challenge. Here's our first contestant today. Hello, Nate.
"Hey, how's it going?"
"Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity. To our knowledge, this is the only place in broadcasting where you, the consumer, can exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain. Suck up to the boss, shout out to the family, use it for commercial endorsement dollars. Whatever you like, Nate, go right ahead."
"Well, hopefully pretty soon. My brother's opening a brewery in Washington, D.C., so look out for Potomac Ale Works in your grocery store soon."
"Okay.
Wow. Hey, it's my brother Jeff's birthday this weekend, Sunday, by the way. I want to say happy birthday to him."
"Congratulations to Jeff, and good luck to Nate's brother on the brewery."
"Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty easy business to break into, isn't it, the beer business?"
"Yeah.
No competition anywhere. Not in this town, certainly. Let's turn on the semi-random category computer. See the questions and categories that come spilling out for you, led, of course, by our weekly topical category, Have You Been Paying Attention? You can also have a spring in your step, because today is the first full day of spring 2014. Or category three is You Don't Know Jack Nicholson.
Let's do Have You Been Paying Attention Lately.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Here's how the Harris Challenge works for our new listeners who may never have heard this before. I'm going to ask a series of five questions. The one-pointer, usually the easiest. The five-pointer, usually the toughest. But that's always determined by the knowledge base of the person playing the game. He'll have a minute to answer the questions or pass on one and go back and pick it up later. At the one-minute mark, the buzzer will sound. I will tally up the points. If he does not get past the halfway point of 7.5, because there will be 15 points total, if he doesn't get past 7.5, well, then I will have to punish him. But if he does and gets 8 or more, well, then Nate will win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for him by this guy.
Yay! The prize man!
All right!
right you are, Paul. We have one dozen free donuts from the Old Town Donut Shop. Two locations, one in Florissant and one in Cottleville. And from Werenberg Theaters. We have movie passes, and you'll be able to choose from Need for Speed. We have Nonstop, or we have Endless Love, and we have a couple others, too, to choose from. And I'll let you know what those are if you win.
All right. And if you get all 15 points, Nate, then that's a clean sweep. And you can get all those prizes combined into a package with a value of well over
$1 million.
All right, Nate, have you been paying attention? 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which region of Ukraine voted Sunday to secede and join Russia?
Crimea,
I'll give it to you. Which group recovered a Libyan oil tanker named Morning Glory from pirates this past Monday?
Navy SEAL.
Correct. Which of these was sold for $2 million in China this week, possibly a world record? A puppy, a Bitcoin, or a rare stamp?
A puppy.
Correct. Twitter is 8 years old today. Which country's prime minister is trying to block its residents from accessing it?
Turkey.
Turkey is right. On which game show did a contestant win $45,000 this week by saying the words, new baby buggy?
Wheel of Fortune.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is how you play the Harris Challenge. A clean sweep for Nate. Nicely done. That Wheel of Fortune video went viral after Emil DeLeon was given the R-S-T-L-N-E that all the contestants get, and he chose H-M-D-O, and Vanna only turned over the N and the E, and the rest of the board was blank. And Pat Sajak said, well, I don't know, this looks like a tough one. I would just keep speaking until you come up with something. And the first thing the guy said was, new baby buggy? And he said, he explained this later on in an interview, well, the N and the E were up there, so I figured, well, that has to be new. And then I thought, well, what letters didn't they use? There's no B up there, so new baby. Okay, new baby. And then, you know, I just figured, new baby buggy. And I got to tell you, I was with him up until the new baby part.
Yes.
I would never, who uses the word baby buggy anymore? Oh, congratulations to him. And by the way, the puppy that went for $2 million in China this week, a Tibetan Mastiff. The new owner says the $2 million was worth it because this dog has lion's blood.
Oh, wow.
That makes it worth $2 million. Okay. Nate, congratulations. You're a clean sweep winner. Hang on, and Dan will tell you how you get all your prizes.
Thanks, and I'm aiming the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Here's our next contestant. Hello, Scott.
Yes, good evening, Paul.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, my five-second cheap plug would say, happy to Dan's brother's birthday, and Dan, you should take some money out of your wallet and pay for that therapy that your brother desperately needs.
Wow. Just by being the brother, huh?
Exactly.
All right, let's see what categories we have here. A spring in your step. You don't know Jack Nicholson. Or above us, below us, around us.
Above us, below us, and around us. Now, Paul, during this questioning, my voice may change, so we've done this before. Let's do it.
Who's with you, Scott?
Well, my beautiful wife, of course.
And her name is?
Chris.
Hello, Chris.
Hello.
All right, let's play the Harris Challenge. What is the highest, driest, and coldest continent on Earth?
Antarctica.
Correct. Put these parts of the solar system in order from smallest to largest. Earth, Mars, Moon.
Smallest to largest. Moon, Mars, Earth.
Correct. On May 18th, 1980, the most destructive volcanic eruption in U.S. history occurred in what state?
Washington.
Yeah, Mount St. Helens. For 2 points each, name the continents that are home to the two largest gold-producing countries.
North America and South America.
You're correct. Africa is the third. Of the five Great Lakes, which is the largest?
Superior.
Two clean sweeps in a row. I don't think we've had that on the Harris Challenge in a very long time. Congratulations, Scott and Chris. Stand by. And by the way, Scott, I thought you did a great job.
Yes.
I was awesome, wasn't I?
You were.
I'm strict. I mean, she's beautiful, but yet I'm eye candy. That's it.
Oh, my goodness.
You know what? Actually, no, I'm going to have to go back here. I just checked on something here. You said North America and South America, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So the actual two largest gold-producing countries are the USA, so North America would be correct, but it's South Africa that is the other one, so I'm going to have to take 2 points away. It's not a clean sweep. It's only 13 points, Chris.
And I'll thank her later.
Well, I was going to say I blame you. Well, I'm going to leave the spanking to you there, Scott. Hang on.
Thank you, sir.
Hang on. Have a great weekend. Thanks for playing. Here's our third contestant. Hi, Josh.
Hey, this is Josh. It's obvious that Scott wears the pants in the family. Chris just tells him which pair to put on.
The relationship works, and let's just leave it at that. Which category? Oh, 5 second cheap plug opportunity.
I'm heading home to grill up some butterfly pork chops. I'm looking forward to going to Peoria, Illinois tomorrow to watch the Lincoln Rail Splitters play for the 3A Boys State Basketball Championship.
Good luck, boys. Which category would you like here, Josh? We've got spring in your step, you don't know Jack Nicholson, or oldies multiple choice?
I'll take spring in your step.
Okay. First full day of spring today. That's why you're grilling. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What is the only city in Colorado bigger than Colorado Springs?
Denver.
Correct. Which state's name comes from the Indian word for little spring? Is it Delaware, Kansas, or Arizona?
Pass.
Which city was Jerry Springer the mayor of?
Pass.
Which soap opera did Rick Springfield star on before having hits like Jesse's Girl?
Pass.
Which one-time pop star became mayor of Palm Springs, California, in 1988?
Oh, I'm going to lose this. Mike Evans.
No, Sonny Bono. And I'll point out now, you chose the category of your own free will.
Yeah.
Which state's name comes from the Indian word for little spring? Delaware. Delaware, you say?
Yes.
Arizona. Which city was Jerry Springer the mayor of?
Phoenix.
Cincinnati. Which soap opera was Rick Springfield on?
I'm a little bit too old, but too young for that.
General Hospital.
Okay.
And by the way, Jerry Springer was mayor of Cincinnati until he lost the job because he paid a hooker with a check.
I was hoping there were going to be answers like vernal equinox, but apparently I picked the wrong category.
No. If that were true, the category would have been called Hey Vernal Equinox.
Yeah. All right, punish me.
All right, Josh, I will do so. 1 point is all you've earned today. And here we go back to a very, very, very close friend of the great singer Adele Dazeem. Ladies and gentlemen, here is Tron Revolta.
Never gonna fall in love again.
I mean, John Travolta, excuse me. Jim Trevilman.
Just like me and you. No, I never want to feel the pain of remembering how it used to be. Never gonna fall in love again. Just like you and me.
All right. I'm not sure if that was worse than the haircut, but it was pretty bad.
All right. Have a good weekend, gentlemen.
Thanks for playing, Josh. Here's contestant number 4. Hello, Cheryl.
Hello. I am AM and the PM.
Hallelujah. We do appreciate that. 5 second cheap plug opportunity.
I don't have a cheap plug. I have a cheap unplug. It goes to the first contestant, Nate, who took the category I wanted.
Oh. Well, which one would you like of the two that are left here, Cheryl? You don't know Jack Nicholson. Or oldies multiple choice?
Let's go multiple choice.
Okay. That's the resigned sound of somebody who figures, Well, I got a shot at this.
I really don't know Jack Nicholson.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which group was Eric Carmen the lead singer of? The Strawberry Alarm Clock, the Raspberries, or Moby Grape?
Let's try Raspberry.
Correct. Which of these did not record a version of the song Wild Thing? The Troggs, the Manhattan Transfer, or Jimi Hendrix?
Manhattan Transfer.
Correct. Which of these groups appeared in the movie Rock and Roll High School in 1979? The Ramones, the Pretenders, or the Cars?
Ramones.
Correct. What is Meatloaf's real first name? Marvin, Mitchell, or Melvin?
I think Marvin.
Marvin Lee a Day. Which movie did the song Rock Around the Clock first appear in? To Sir With Love, Blackboard Jungle, or American Graffiti?
American Graffiti.
Oh, we were close to another clean sweep, but no, it's Blackboard Jungle.
Never heard of it.
Let's see how you did here, Cheryl. You got 10 points. Congratulations.
Woo!
Hang on. Dan will tell you how you get your prizes, and we will bring in our final contestant for the day. Hello, Tom. Hello, Tom. Tom has bailed. So here's our final contestant of the day, stand-in, Jim.
Hey, hello, Mr. Harvey, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Just like me and you.
Didn't he have a brother who tried to have a singing career, Dan?
Oh, yes, he did.
Joey Travolta, was that him?
I think it was.
That sounds right.
It was just like Sylvester Stallone had...
Frank Stallone,
yeah. Just like you and
me. All right, that's enough. Jim, I hope you and the family have a great weekend.
We will.
Thank you very much for playing the Harris Challenge. Thank you. We do the Harris Challenge every Friday right around 5:15, exclusively here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via KTRS.com. And it's brought to you by the Well Hungarians, who are performing tonight at the Columbia City Saloon, just 5 minutes from South County. And this Saturday, tomorrow night, at Big Sticks in Breeze, Illinois. You want to know where they're playing every night? Go to wellhungarians.net or download the Well Hungarians free app for your iPhone or Android.